This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. This is for Wednesday. My name is Scott, along with my lovely wife, Teresa, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. And we have a great topic for y'all today.
Yeah, it's been said that if your past is quarreling with your present, there can be no future. And if you've heard that before, we don't want you to be discouraged by that, okay? The past is full of great lessons. So we hope in the next few minutes with us, you can discover why you've mourned long enough where you are, okay? It's time to move on. You've mourned long enough. And this was inspired by 1 Samuel 16:1. That's a book in the Old Testament.
Yeah, and it says, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king." Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, God basically was saying, you know what, enough's enough. You know, the past, you know, with Saul is showing us that it's not working. You know, he's all about Saul. You know, he's not about me. He doesn't want to bring, you know, myself glory. He just wants to bring himself glory. And so I've selected someone who's going to be a man after my own heart. Mm-hmm. And so it's time to let the past go and go on to the future.
Mm-hmm. And the past is something that we need to mourn. A lot of times it can be like our friend, and it's like anything else. If it dies, there's got to be a mourning time.
That's right.
A time to grieve it and a time to let it go so we can go on with the new assignments and the new goals that God has for us. Mm-hmm. We got to stop living there once the lesson has learned and by the grace of God not to make the same mistakes. To learn from them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, you have to have that funeral, you know, that mourning process. And what happens is, I think so many of us, maybe some of you listening, have never mourned. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still in that stage to where, you know, sometimes you just got to cry.
Yeah, it's necessary.
You know? And just get it out, you know. Same thing as losing a loved one or a job or something that's dear to you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Your past was dear to you. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was destructive or not, mm-hmm. it was who you were. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's gone now. Mm-hmm. So it's time to mourn it and then rejoice for how God is making your future so much better with Him. Mm-hmm. You know, I experienced that so much, you know, to where I look back at my past once Jesus, you know, saved me. And I mourned. Mm-hmm. You know, I cried. But not because I was sad that my past wasn't around anymore. It's because I was so happy that Jesus saved me from it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'll tell you what. I mean, that's just, that's part of the process is mourning.
You have to mourn. You have to grieve. Because if you don't, it will come back to haunt you. Mm-hmm. And we've learned from our own experiences that those things are not grieved and mourned over. When there's pressure in life, whether it's a new relationship or one ending and the birth of a child or one leaving home or the starting of a new job or losing of a job, whatever life brings, mm-hmm. problems with your health, it's like a pressure cooker. And when, you know, it's like just waiting to come out and just the right circumstance can just pop the lid off and just all hell break mm-hmm. loose. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important to deal with it, because that's what will bring it to the surface is stress, is another drama, is another problem. And you and I discovered that, you know, after we got married. We did some in-depth recovery work when we were single. But at the same time, you know, when we got married, we still brought stuff. We had tools to deal with it, but we still had to take a look at what was going on because we had a lot of stress. And you had a lot of health problems. And that was a chance for us to step back and go, ooh, there's something still in us mm-hmm. we need to take care of. And so it's so important.
I
believe that's why there's so many problems in relationships when that stuff is not dealt with, because the new one will bring it to the surface.
That's for sure. You know, and hiding any kind of thing And then it comes out when you are together. You know, man, I tell you what, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough to get through because the trust is gone, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, recovery, you know, in recovering, you know, circles, I mean, you know, they say, you know, letting go of your past allows you to grasp your future in your mm-hmm. present, you know. And not only do they say that, God says that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, you know, the old is gone, the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new has come. And so let's, man, get on board and with God and see what he has in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that past, you know, just don't stare at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you can glance back and use that as your testimony to affect others for the good of the kingdom.
Yeah, because we talked to a gal the other day, and she wouldn't even go there.
Because
we just decided she didn't have enough strength to be able to go back there without being sucked into it again just by talking about it.
Well, I don't think she had properly mourned about
it. No.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that I know that she hadn't, but it just seemed that she hadn't mourned.
Yeah, because that's mm-hmm. part of where you end up,
mm-hmm.
where you came from. You know, and all, when you talk about it, you always remember that, and it gives you an opportunity to remember, first of all, be grateful for where you are, but mm-hmm. also to go, ooh, I'm not going back there.
That's for sure.
I remember now what got me there, and talking about it helps you stay, and we believe, recovered. So mm-hmm. you can keep beginning again every day.
That's right. You know, and everything that you do affects your future, okay, affects your present. But you know, you need to have God, you know, in the center of it, in the first thing that you do in the morning, and who you go to for your comfort, because so many times in our past, you know, we had so many things we were trying to fill the void,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's our testimony.
Right.
That void's been filled, you know, it's been filled with God, you know, and it's been filled with His Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're able to go forward
yep.
with strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, you know. And I believe that's protection from the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those fiery darts that the enemy tries to fire at us.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when? You know, you remember when? Bang! It's kind of like that movie Independence Day, you know. If you remember that, if you've seen that. And the ship had a shield around it, so every time a missile was fired toward it, it couldn't penetrate it, couldn't get to it. You know, that's kind of like putting on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
To where, you know, Satan's going to try and fire those darts at us from the past, but we just look at him and go, you know what? You don't define me.
Right.
Jesus Christ on the cross defines me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so it's so important to mourn. And there's a time for it, you know, but there's a time to let it go. And if mm-hmm. it goes on for too long, that's probably indication of some deeper problems.
Yeah, that causes depression.
But we're not psychologists, yeah. and we're not going to try to analyze situations like that. But it's just common sense to know if this has gone on way too long. There's something deeper here. But yes, it's so important, so important to mourn that.
It is. There was a scripture in 2 Corinthians too, honey, wasn't there? That it's really good.
Yeah, and it just talks about the comfort that we can give others once, you know, we get past our mourning stage and move on when they're there. And mm-hmm. talks, it's 1 Corinthians 1:3-4.
2 Corinthians.
I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
And says, what a wonderful God we have. He's the Father of our Lord Jesus, the source of every mercy, the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. Why does he do this? Here's where we were going. So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass it on to them, the same help and the same comfort God gave us. Okay? You can be sure that the more we undergo suffering for Christ, the more he will shower us with his comfort and his encouragement.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, honey, I just know that there's people listening that need to mourn, okay, and some people that really could be a great asset for others if they'll just mourn about their past and go forward
mm-hmm.
with Jesus, and that may be because you've never given your life to Jesus. Or maybe that you have given your life to him at one time, and maybe you walked away. You threw your hands up and said, no, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you've been in church for a long, long time, and you've been doing the Sunday thing and looking good, and Monday through Saturday, he's nowhere to be found because you haven't given your heart to him. Well, here it is. Today's the day to be that blessing, to mourn for that past. Let it go and go forward. If you would, pray this prayer of salvation, and let it be today is your day. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Father, I thank you for the cross. I thank you because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. My sins are forgiven. I believe you did die on that cross, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning, and for me to forget my past, but not let my past define me and go forward with you. We love you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Well, wow. Like we said, it's the time for mourning is over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you gave your life to Christ, it's the greatest day to celebrate.
That's right.
And if you genuinely gave your life to Christ, there's definitely a way to help with your mourning.
That's true.
With your grieving, and that is by His Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So if you made that decision, please let us know by emailing us at info@livingitup.org so we can rejoice with you. So we look forward to talking to you on tomorrow. And so remember, you have mourned long enough, okay? So keep living it up.
While beginning again.